horses, mate. It's not really a sport. It's just a game horse. All the horse ones were quite shit, if I'm honest. The equestrian centre was just around the corner here. They were so posh. It was strange seeing sort of middle-aged, upper-class men winning gold medals because they were so uber sort of posh. They had those lips, you know, that sort of move independently of what they're saying. They'll be saying one thing, but their lips will be doing completely the opposite. Thousands of years of inbreeding, and basically the lips have a life of their own at this point. Before I even wake up, the lips are moving. Morning! Sometimes I finish a sentence and the lips carry on without me. I don't know how they scored it. Did you get more points the more you look like the horse? Is that how they actually competed in the equestrian? Somebody give me a carrot! The cycling. Who knew we were so good at cycling? And why didn't they just cycle round as fast as they could? What was that weird sort of paranoid one where they spent the... Follow me. Piss off.
They're freaking me out.
Go! What? And the taekwondo. Did you see that? Unbelievable. That's not really a sport. Are we only allowed to use one leg during it? Fuck off. Right, you fuck off. This is my gold medal! Although the beach volleyball, let's be honest, is probably the greatest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. The fact that I was on the BBC in the middle of the day. Normally I have to be at home alone online to get this level of excitement going in my life. I don't think I've ever used the pause button quite as much in my entire life. And if you have under any doubt of what you were supposed to be looking at, they would point to their own asses between points. This is basically the area to focus on here. And the women's, I also enjoyed. I'm kidding, leave it. Even Andy Murray won. That's when I knew something was up. When Andy Murray caught the Team GB bug, he hasn't even lost since. He's incredible. I actually met Andy Murray once. I met him in a restaurant. I don't know him. I was eating. I saw him. He was quite inconspicuous because he was in his home clothes. We've never seen him in his home clothes. He had like a polo neck. He was eating a plate full of normal food. It's not like he was sitting in his, you know, in his kit. A towel over his head, having a banana. I think that's Andy Murray on table four. Asking for the napkin and just throwing it back. Selecting potatoes. These two are fine. That one can piss off. I'm sure it's Andy Murray. So I went over to his table. He was sitting there with his girlfriend. You've probably seen her. Very pretty girl. She was sitting there. He was sitting there. There was two other people sitting there. And I just went opposite him. I don't know him. I just thought, you know, I'd say hello. I should have said, excuse me, sorry to bother you. These are the classic ways to interrupt people you don't know. But I sort of panicked. I just identified him. I just went, Andy Murray. He stopped eating and went, Michael McIntyre. I said, I love you, Andy Murray. He said, I love you, Michael McIntyre. I said, I came to see you at Wimbledon. He's like, I've got your DVD. So I think I'm my favourite tennis player. He said, you're my favourite comedian. Anyway, we kept exchanging all these compliments. And I looked over at his girlfriend and she was doing this. Tennis is fun. And the umpire, seriously, what kind of a job is tennis umpiring? Any baby could do that. They just sit in a high chair saying, juice. That's my favourite joke. I hope you enjoyed it. But let's be honest. I think, personally, of all the heroes this year, and there have been many, the Queen has surpassed herself. That whole...
Good evening, Mr. Bond.
Are you kidding? She was in James Bond. She parachuted into the Olympic Stadium. Our Queen did that. What a hilarious nation we are. I love that. This also in her Jubilee year, 86 years old. She's been on the throne 60 years. We have celebrated her Jubilee. You probably remember that in London. That was fun. I'm glad she survived it. I mean, the first day we put her in a boat for 6 hours without letting her sit down in the wind and the rain. She's an 86-year-old woman. Prince Philip is 91. 6 hours with nowhere to sit. It was freezing that day. He got sick, didn't he, at the end of it? I think he faked it. I think he's gone off a boat and went, sorry, how many more days do I have to put up with this shit? 3 more days. It hurts when I pee. I'm going to hospital. Then they had the Jubilee concert. Clues in the name. It was a concert to celebrate the Jubilee for the Queen. We had it in her back garden. But the Queen does not want a rock concert in her garden. She's 86 years old.